Leaders are all around us, at all times and in every area of our lives. They motivate. They risk the first step. But what motivates a leader? In our Central Texas Leadership Series, we talk to local leaders who guide and inspire and find out what makes them tick. In this episode, Barbara Mosaccio, Executive Director of United Way of Waco. Nan Holmes leads the conversation that was recorded November 7th, 2018 in the KWBU studio.
Hello, welcome to Central Texas Leadership Series. I'm Nan Holmes, and today I am visiting with Barbara Mosaccio, Director of the United Way of Waco. Barbara, I'm so delighted to visit with you again. When we first met, you were a newbie at the United Way, but since April 2017, you have really been making things happen. If you missed our first interview, you can go to the KWBU website, click on Programs, and when you open the Central Texas Leadership Series, just scroll down until you find our interview, April 2017. Barbara, how would you describe the last year and a half?
The last year and a half, Dan, has been just an amazing journey. It's been probably one of the most rewarding aspects of my career to date because of the fact that United Ways across the country, you know, it's a global organization. We all know that United Way has been on the leading edge of philanthropy for a number of years, but how they are on that leading edge, what they do, how they integrate into a community has changed and grown over that period of time substantially. Our United Way, while strongly supported by this community, doing really important work, had not quite grown at pace with the rest of the United Way system. So that first year, we knew we needed to take kind of that deep dive, really do our listening, really think about how we fit and how we could become part of the strong United Way network, but also the work that was happening in this community already.
Well, what leadership skill, if you could just kind of capsulize it, did you use most frequently during this big transition?
I think a couple of things, and I'm really fortunate because I have a very strong board leadership also to work in tandem with. But I think one of the things that throughout my career I've been able to do is use my strategic skill and really first step back, look very wide at what the opportunity and also what the challenges are, candidly, and then begin to narrow that down and develop a focus for strategic planning and then how to execute on that strategic plan.
Well, did you find yourself once again, and I use these words from our first interview, fighting for your beliefs?
I think what I've found in Waco, probably more so than any other community I've been a part of, is that I was fighting alongside of people who had the exact same beliefs, who cared about the exact same issues, and were willing to say, I'm going to stand up for these issues and I'm going to be part of this change. So that's been just amazing for me.
Oh, that's good, because there really sometime you will be surprised at who will step up and stand with you.
Right.
That's always true in nonprofits. And I think sometimes leaders have to just really do some, as you use the word, deep dive about who is with you and who can help you do what you're trying to do. Sometimes people are afraid to make changes and also to really take the time to cultivate the people who are like-minded.
Well, and I think Waco was so far advanced. Nan, someone asked me recently, what was it about Waco that was so unique? Me coming in from the outside, having led some big organizations in large metropolitan areas. And one of the things that I think is really unique about Waco is that there's a very strong commitment to solving our most complex issues, creating greater equity, making sure children get to school ready to learn. So the unique part of that for me was that I could just step in line with the people who were already out there fighting the good fight and mm-hmm. committed to that change.
Well, when I go to the website, I notice that your emphasis is on funding for young children and families. And this is really exciting news because I know this investment will pay off in the long run.
Yes.
And I know maybe you've had some struggles to get people to understand that, but it looks like you've got some concrete plans, and talk about that.
Okay. Well, one of the things that as we move through our strategic planning process, we were modeling what we considered to be those best practices of other United Ways. And the thing that was consistent is that each of those United Ways was following along what's called our global impact framework, which is education, health, and financial stability, with a primary emphasis on our children, but to make sure that our children are on the right path to success in life. And this could be if you were sitting in Minneapolis or you were sitting in Lubbock or you were sitting in Waco, United Ways are paying attention to this kind of thing, making sure that children are born healthy, that they're candidly born at the right time, and that they are on that track for early childhood education and learning. Parents are engaged. But we also know that you've got to surround that child and that family with the supports that they need, so that financial stability piece, access to health care. So we looked at the United Way Worldwide's Global Impact Framework. We looked at the community's goals reflected through Prosper Waco. And we knew that space was right there. That's where we should be. And so we developed our impact framework that will really guide all of our capacity building, our community engagement work, and our funding going forward.
Oh, that sounds like, and you were partnering, which is my favorite word.
Yes, yes.
Because you don't have to reinvent the wheel. And I know that Prosper Waco is a very exciting, innovative.
It truly is.
If you had told me 10 years ago that could come together and be, you know, part such a strong player, I might have said, oh, I don't know. They've tried a lot of things here. But it just took hold, and it has the message people respond to.
Yes.
And I think it's great that you're working with them.
And going back to that comment about being able to lead alongside of people who are already down the path. What I think this community has not known is that United Ways have been taking the lead on collective impact for over 10 years. Mm-hmm. Not so much our United Way, but you had people like Virginia Dupuy and Malcolm Duncan.
30 years.
Yep, and Mayor Deaver and Bill Clifton and Tom mm-hmm. Stanton all saying collective impact. We want to solve our issues. We want our children to have every opportunity. We want our families to prosper economically. Collective impact is the way to do that. So these people were at the forefront. They believed in it so strongly. And they are candidly part of the major part of the reason that I wanted to be here and be part of this work. I wanted to lead with these people.
Oh, I'm very familiar with that list, and I'd say they have spent a lifetime of trying to make things better, that they could have done other things and stayed home and just let other people work it out. But they jumped in there from the very beginning.
Yep.
I mean, long ago, they were trying to make a difference in this community. I always say that Waco is a generous community.
Yes.
You don't think so much, you know, on the surface, but I have constantly been amazed at people you might not think can give or support, who just when you present them with something so compelling as what you're doing, they are anxious to help you.
Yes. And I think if I may, Nan, I was thinking about this morning. One of the things that's really unique about United Way, and this is not just our United Way here locally, but across the system, is that for people who might work on the floor at Caterpillar or at Miss Energy, who aren't earning a tremendous amount of money, but their heart wants to do and wants to give back, United Way provides a very unique opportunity for those people, those workplace mm-hmm. campaign givers, to really be philanthropists and to really be contributing to change. And I think, I don't know how much we've really stood up and said how important that is in terms of our work, but it's something we should all be proud of as a community. And we at United Way should be incredibly proud of.
Well, I'm right with you because I've always said that public broadcasting is one member at a time.
Yes.
And you start out with one and then one and one. And at the end of the day or the drive, you have quite a number of people who may not be giving a tremendous amount of money, but they're giving, and
it
all adds up.
Yes.
And people make their goals that way.
They do. And it gives people a sense of being part of something important, because you all are very important in community, and something big and large that can really create positive change. I love that aspect of our work and also your work.
Oh, yeah. But I want to address something that I think you may think is negative, but I don't mean it that way. Did you ever doubt that you were going to succeed? I think that sometimes people need to hear who are working that it's okay to think, I may not be able to do this, but that keep on going. Did you ever have a moment where you thought, I don't know if I'm
every day
pull this off?
Every single day. And it isn't so much, I think if I stopped asking myself every single day, gosh, am I really going to be able to do this? Can I really lead us through this? The quality on the other side of that would diminish. My husband will be the first person to say that I'm harder on myself than anyone else could ever be. But I think, I talk to other people who are in really significant leadership positions. I think that's a consistent quality. I think great, and I'm not saying that I am, but other people that I consider to be great leaders have that. It's not self-doubt, but they continuously question themselves. And when I question myself, the answer usually comes, the confidence comes. But I think it's that questioning that leads to the answer and then the confidence to lead.
I think that's very well put, because I want people to understand that you just don't choose a goal and go straight to it. It's up and down, up and down. And even your own self-doubt plays that little movie in your head of negative things, but it's just to keep going.
Yes.
You just keep going and you pick yourself up, and people will be sometimes very critical of what you're trying to do if you're going against the flow and trying to create something new. I think a lot of times they are not thinking that that is hard to hear, that you're not going to make it.
Well,
but in a way, it may motivate you.
Yes.
And that's been my motivation sometimes.
Yes. And it was interesting. We had a staff retreat last week, and we talked about, yes, I'm in a leadership position, but each of my staff are in a leadership position in their area of responsibility. And we talked about the fact, and I said to them, what I want you to know, that it's okay to fail. It's because if we're failing because we're innovating, we're trying new things, we're pushing really hard, that is absolutely fine. The true failure is if we don't try, and if we don't really look for ways to do things better and differently and more. And listening to them and listening to their vision of success and their willingness to innovate and try different things, really inspiring.
I think that's a wonderful approach, because so many times people will hide what's really going on, that they're not succeeding, and they keep that only to themselves.
Right.
Because they don't have that freedom to share that something is not working.
Well, and as long as you're learning from something, so if you try something and it doesn't work as well as you thought it would, as long as you're learning from that and you can use that learning to go to the next level, that's a great experience.
Yes, and sometimes once something starts, you just can't stop it. And if it's going to succeed, fail, or be mediocre, you just have to wait through.
It has momentum.
You just have to go through it, and then you can evaluate.
Yes, yes.
But I met one of your board members, Andrew, at the KWBU Society breakfast. He sat with me, and he spoke very highly of your leadership skills. And sometimes we forget to cheer on someone until they have completed a task. And I really think that if he's part of, he's an example of your board.
He is.
Then I think you're headed in the right direction.
Thank you. And we have a quite a mutual admiration society. He's a pleasure to lead with. And he's so clear. And he embraced our strategic plan and became truly one of the strongest voices in the room. But I'm really fortunate in that way because I have about 6 or 7 core leaders on my board who have just been, it's like, let's do this. Let's do this the right way. Let's lead together. And it's really empowering.
Oh, I think that's great. And I hope people will, maybe if you're missing a few board members, you don't just rush out and get someone. You take the time to make the right fit.
Yes.
And so now I want you to talk to me a little bit about polishing that fortune-telling ball for the future.
Well, I think that we were talking about this recently. You know, we're in campaign mode right now. But yes, we're in campaign mode, but we're also in relationship building mode. I don't know, and there is absolutely no criticism in this. It's just the nature of things that, you know, I don't know that we had made nurturing the relationships that drive our work, that support our work, as high a priority as it could have been. So I think what you'll see from this United Way, when we're back together in a year or 2 years or 3 years, we'll be talking about how we've strengthened the relationships, not only with the people who are our donors, but our agency partners in the community, our colleagues in the community, the other funders, Prosper Waco. So I think relationship development and strength is a huge part of our future. I think you will hear us asking the community for more. I think that's our work and what we have to do to engage with us in giving, absolutely. Advocacy is going to be a big part of our work going forward, working with our state association on a United Way worldwide advocacy agenda. So we'll ask people to advocate with us and volunteer with us. I think at this stage today, before we could come forward and ask for more, create more opportunities to give more, we first had to ask more of ourselves, Nan, and we did that. So the future is all about being out in the community and inspiring people to want to do more.
And I want to go back to something you mentioned, is having a staff retreat. Well, how do you see that? I mean, not just a time to get together and, complain about things and plan things, but how do you see that as a useful tool as you go forward?
A couple of ways. I look at my driver's license frequently, so I know that what my birth date is. And while there's no expiration date, what I believe so strongly, and you will see this reflected over time in the work we're going to do in continuing to develop our board and our staff, these leaders are the future. I'm not the future. Part of my job is to make sure that these future leaders are well prepared to lead, whether it's at the United Way or it's in some other role in the community. My staff, some of the board members will bring on. It's really that next generation of leadership development.
Well, I know sometimes you have the retreat and everybody gets all fired up.
Yep.
Then you go back to the office and you tend to sink into the, what all has to be done. But I think that it's very important to step away from the office.
It is. And we made a commitment at this retreat that we would break it into smaller chunks because sometimes it can get overwhelming when you're trying to talk about every single thing. And we would go offsite for a half day or full day. once every quarter, so that we're just making sure that we're touching base with our work, with each other. We have a lot to do. We have a big plan. Everybody needs to be moving independently, but my responsibility is to make sure we're all coming back together consistently and connecting back to each other and our mutual work.
And I think sometimes you can step back and listen to each other, you know, just during a retreat, is to listen to, if people will listen to one another and what their concerns, their fears, you know, their challenges are, that then it's a good thing.
And we
it
did,
really works.
We did that. We're a relatively newer team. So one of the first things we did is to go around the room and tell each other one thing about ourselves that no one, if, you know, somebody was just looking at me, they wouldn't they would have no idea. And that was really, it was interesting. But you could see people going, oh, I wouldn't have thought she would have ever have done that. Or, you know, I wouldn't have thought that I would talked about the fact that I used to do skydiving, and people were like, really? Seriously? So so we did enough of that to be human to each other and real to each other before we moved into talking about all of the work. It was wonderful. And one of my other team members recommended that we do that, so I can't take credit for it.
Yeah, I know that sometime when I do it, when I do Touchpoint, we go around and say something good that happened in the last 3 days, because we have to kind of remember that good things do happen.
It's a little more challenging in this day and age to do that.
Yeah, they get a little covered up with all the negativity that seems to come. And that just is part of what goes on.
Yeah.
That people need to be remembered. Good things do happen. If you're just joining us, you are listening to Central Texas Leadership Series. I'm Nan Holmes, and today I'm visiting with Barbara Masciaccio, Executive Director of the United Way of Waco. Well, tell me some anecdotes about how you've been, that have happened to you. Can you think of a few?
I can. So I think, you know, when I was discussing with the search committee the opportunity, what their goals, their objectives, and, you know, asking questions about what did we think the state of the organization might be. And so we talked about it very candidly. But one of the board members at the time, who is quite a hero to me, but who shall have to remain nameless, said,
sure,
you know, I don't know what you will find when you get there. There are just certain things that as you look more deeply, as you focus first internally, what you will find. And I called him, I don't know, I'd been there maybe like 2 or 3 weeks, and I called him around 5:30 one afternoon, and I said, so, you were right. And he said, really? All that to say, I think the fun part of it was that we all, the previous board and then the then current board all came together and said, let's look at our internal organization, let's strengthen it. We think it's in good shape, but are there areas where we could definitely improve? And there were areas where we could definitely improve. So I just had to call him to share that with him. But then the improvement was there, and the commitment to that kind of improvement was easy to come by and easy to put into practice. I think the other thing, I don't know if this is an anecdote or, but something that just continues to resonate for me. So we've been at the table with the Waco Foundation and with the Cooper Foundation and the Rappaport Foundation. You know, Waco and Cooper have taken a lead on the race equity trainings. We took over the Smart Babies program from the Waco Foundation, which is wonderful, working now to think about what's the next generation of research and what's the kind of funding and program development work that we can do associated with that. But I think one of the things that'll stay really strong in my mind and my image for a long, long time is, you know, Waco Foundation, who's such a bold and visionary leader, great board Ashley Allison is a brilliant woman. And so teen pregnancy was one of the issues that they were taking a hard look at. Ashley stood up. The findings from the report and the study were going to be released. We were all in a room together. And Ashley stood up in the room and she said, "We are never going to be able to end generational poverty until we solve teen pregnancy." And that just struck a chord so deeply inside of me, because when I was leading the YWCA, we were doing work with pregnant and parenting teens. And I think you and I talked about this, Nan. I had hoped when I came back home to Texas that those rates would have moved, the needle would have moved significantly, and it hasn't. Mm-hmm. And just to hear Ashley say that and to see so many people in the community committed to what is it that we need to do? How do we make sure that we are focused on reducing the rate of teen pregnancy? It was just one of those, I don't know, inspirational moments that then motivate me to want to lead more, to do more, to be part of the work going forward.
Oh, I think that's very important. And, you know, I have the utmost respect for Ashley.
Yeah.
She forced me, when I was at Talitha Coombe, to do this research that nearly drove me around the bend. But when we finished, we had something that we could go to funders with. She's that kind of person. She understands that it's hard work. And she will not abandon you, but there's some things you have to do.
Well, and when you look at the hard work that she is willing to do on behalf of the foundation and take on, it's hard to say no to Ashley, because she's operating at that same level herself.
And then Cooper Foundation has been to the rescue so many, many times too for nonprofit. Two wonderful women who are leaders in our community.
Yes.
We're really lucky.
We really
that
are.
We have two strong leaders of those foundations. And Rappaport has made a tremendous.
Tremendous.
You know, has done.
Look at what they just did for Alfred and the Hispanic Chamber, and their commitment, all three, their commitment to Waco and supporting the best efforts in Waco is just phenomenal.
Yes, I think that they need a big thank you.
They do. So let's you and I do that, Nan.
Yes. And we want to thank everyone who supports the United Way, supports KWBU. And Barbara, this has been a wonderful opportunity to come back and visit with you. And I hope we can do this again.
Me too, Nan. It's been much more of a wonderful opportunity for me. I just appreciate how interested you all have been in our progress. And it's always a pleasure to see you.
Thank you.
This and past episodes of the Central Texas Leadership Series can be found on our website at kwbu.org. This program was recorded November 7th, 2018, in the KWBU studio.